Welcome to the B Word, the podcast for women who want to unlock the clarity needed to put your big girl panties on and rock your real estate career like the true boss you are. I'm Joanne Bolt, your host, and together we'll dive into the things your broker doesn't teach you in order to own your own truth, disown the things getting in your way to finding your place, and stop apologizing for the obstacles you have to overcome along the way. You are in sales and you better learn some sales tactics. Otherwise, you will be the agent who only closes 4 to 6 deals a year, and you might as well be happy with that because you're never going to get beyond that if you don't understand one thing: you are in sales. Here's the other thing. You're going to need scripts. I know you hate that word. It is as dirty as dropping an F-bomb, telling an agent they need scripts. I am so scripted, I don't even know I'm scripted. And that's the God's honest truth. My admin tells me that all the time. My head buyer's agent tells me that all the time. I didn't realize that I was scripted until someone pointed it out to me, but then I started to realize that I do use the same stuff over and over and over again. So let's dive into the very first thing I ask a seller when I walk in the door. I ask them, did you receive the gift I dropped off yesterday? What I do is I drop off a gift the day before my listing presentation, and I am very strategic and very intentional with what I do. My gift looks a little something like this. It is a bucket. It is branded with my team's name. It has Mr. Clean magic erasers. It has a little thing of wine because I believe in forming relationships over a glass of wine. It has a Yeti mug, and it has a measuring tape, also branded. Sometimes I put cookies in there. Sometimes I put a balloon. Sometimes I put other random stuff, but those things are always in my pre-listing gift. And I don't do that just to spend money on a seller that I may or may not choose to work with. I do that because listing with me is an experience, and I'm very strong-minded that it's got to be an experience from start to finish. But if you're going to have an experience, you better be intentional about it, and you better be a little bit strategic. So when I ask my sellers, hey, did you receive the gift I dropped off yesterday? I then pause and let them answer, because here's the number one tool that you've all got to put in your tool belt, and it's understanding the DISC profile, D-I-S-C, DISC profile. If you don't know it, don't know what it is, go Google it. You've probably taken a DISC profile test yourself to know what you are on the DISC profile. But understanding a DISC profile to the highest level possible will actually help you in your sales. And here's why. When my sellers look at me, if their response is, oh yeah, we got the bucket, but we haven't had time to go through it, that tells me that one or both of them is a high D on the DISC profile. And a high D is someone who is dominant. They like to get straight to the point, talk to them in bullet points. Don't tell them the whole picture. We're going to be in and out really fast. They're only going to want answers to one or two questions. And if you answer them right, you got the listing. If the person looks at me and says, oh my gosh, we did, I love everything about it, and they start describing every single thing I put in that darn bucket, and that their kids ate the cookies, or they can't wait to use the measuring tape, or like they literally want to go through in detail everything about that bucket. Maybe they even have it sitting out on the dining room table, visible, so that I can see that they got the bucket. I am looking at a high I. And a high I on the DISC profile is very personable. They're generally bubbly. They like people. They like to talk. They want the story of the thing. By the way, I also know if I'm talking to a high I, I better mentally just add 30 minutes onto that listing consultation, because they're going to talk about everything, and it's going to be a longer than average listing consultation. If that person looks at me and says, oh, yes, we did like the bucket. We especially like the cookies in it. Or they only pick out one thing to tell me, but they're looking for my approval that they got the bucket, they opened the bucket, and they appreciated the bucket. They're probably a high S on the DISC profile. Your high S's are perfectionists. They want to be people pleasers. They want to know that they are following directions. They got the direction to look at the bucket and see everything in it. They are communicating to you that they liked at least one item out of it, because they internally want to know that you know they appreciate getting the bucket. They want to make you as the agent happy. Okay, so they're a high S. I love those sellers, by the way, because when you give them directions, they're going to follow the directions. If the seller looks at me and says, yes, we got the bucket, I went through it. Why did you give us magic erasers? By the way, I always put magic erasers in those buckets because it will evict this question from a high C person. A high C person wants to analyze the reason behind. They want the logic. Okay. So if they are specifically saying, well, why did you put magic eraser in there? It's because they were thinking that that bucket was more of a gift to get them to use me. They're looking at the wine. They're looking at the cookies. They're looking at the branded stuff. And they're like, this I understand. I don't understand magic erasers. I know now I am dealing with someone who is going to be detail oriented, who wants the logic behind everything that we do, who's going to want to analyze the contract, the listing price, the, you know, all the details that go into everything. They are going to be your analytical person. If you understand the DISC profile and you've asked the question, did you get the gift I left yesterday? And you wait and get their response, you now know one thing. You now know how to respond because we are in the game of sales. So as an agent, if you go in and you do every listing consultation the exact same way, with the exact same tone, and you respond to people in the same mannerisms, and you don't adjust a little bit to who they are, you will never get every consultation that you go on because you will be off-putting to some. I'm a high D. My D walks in the door so far ahead of everything else that sometimes I feel like I have to like look back through the door and like make my eye catch up, right? I am a to the point, bullet point, give it to me like it is. I don't need the whole story behind it. I'm good with that. So if I don't recognize that I'm dealing with a high eye, I may come off too abrupt. I may come off too intense and I'm going to lose that deal because I need to meet them where they are, not where I am. It's all about them, not me. So I ask a question and with a gift such that A, I start the experience of listening with me by giving them a present because heck, I love gifts. And I use it strategically to get their answer so that I know how to handle them. And you may have a husband and wife or two people who one's a D and one's an S. And so you're going to have to deal with meeting both of them where they are with your scripts and adjusting what you say. But now you know that. And you didn't before you walked in that door.